everybody. It is Friday Fun Day, your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast here on GFBS. We're going to be back with realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson on this Friday Fun Day right after this.
Look, if you want that home, let's go get you that home. And it's okay to feel a little nervous. Or to not know what to look for. Because our network agents have the expertise to take the scary out of buying a home. Well, most of it. Now, let's go get you home.
All right, here we go, Berkshire Ben Olson. For some reason, I had a hard time saying Friday Fun Day, but how are you?
Good. It is a Friday Fun Day today.
Yeah, you're looking all ruggedy and all flanneled up and stuff. And,
I'm feeling warm today. I just decided Friday it's going to be a nice, warm, cozy day and decided to just wear the flannel.
You know, and when you go outside, it's not that bad, but that damp cold we've had for the last couple of days, it's chilly.
Yep, it has been real chilly, and I think that it really has moved into the winter. You know, I think we are officially in it. I know in October, I just kept thinking to myself, when is this going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
When is it going to snow? When are we going to get the first flurry? I mean, it's nice that it all melted away on the sidewalks and the streets pretty much. I mean, it's nice driving around. I was actually talking to somebody about that. They're from Oregon, and they said, what are the roads like in the winter? And I said, well, it's not like ice road truckers. It's not like that.
Most of the time.
Sometimes it is. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it can really be that way. But, you know, after the snow falls and you give it a couple of days, it does clear up and make it all nice. So.
You know, it was weird for us, Minnesota deer hunting, the first weekend, basically wearing a sweatshirt, beautiful out, almost too warm. And then 4 days later, we're fighting rain and snow, and winter hit us like, boom, just like that. But Friday fun day, you got big plans for the weekend?
Not such big plans this weekend. I probably might go to the barn dance down in Arthur.
Oh.
I don't know if anyone's ever done that before, but I've done that. I did that years ago for the first time, and it was very, very fun. And I since took, I think, swing dancing at UND since then.
So oh, sure.
It's been, it's really fun, honestly. And it's just something that they built the new barn out there because the old barn burnt down, so they built the new one. I haven't been to the new one yet. So since COVID and everything, I knew they were closed for a while. And so it'll be exciting to go back out there and try that out.
You know, you just don't seem like a swing dancer to me. I actually took ballroom dancing lessons myself. Maybe you didn't know this about me, but I was in the very first Dancing for the Special Stars in Grand Forks.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. You can never find the footage to that. That was something, boy. Big plans for Thanksgiving.
No, just probably gonna go and hang out with my family. That's pretty much it. Nothing crazy. I'm just hoping to eat a lot of food. I'm really hoping that Thursday is a day where I might take a lot of naps, because one thing I did request this year, I don't know what your favorite Thanksgiving food is, but mine is sweet potato casserole with marshmallows.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. I can eat a whole plate of that. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm having special.
I'm kind of a stuffing guy myself.
Yeah. See, my mom is too. She loves stuffing. Oh, yeah. I love stuffing with a bunch of gravy and just soaked in gravy.
That's all I need.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, just give me stuffing and gravy and I'm good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I don't need any of that stuff. I don't need any of that stuff. Let's talk a little bit about some of the listings you've got. I know one that really has piqued some people's interest is that building in Crookston. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I have a former school building for sale in Crookston built in 1951. It was the Crookston Junior High. And if you want to pull it up. Basically, the building is quite large. It has a lot of classroom space, a huge gym area. If you want to click through the photos, you can kind of see the lot lines. But other than that, it does have just an enormous amount of space. If you look at the top, you can see that the building is quite large. From up there, half the building is separated into apartments, which is a separate listing. So somebody would have to, basically have to have a shared wall with the adjoining structure that was part of the school. But this is just a really huge building. It has plenty of square footage. You can see the square footage amount there for the building layout. It has multiple floors. It does need a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's priced to sell. We put it at this price on purpose with the seller and I. And I really think that somebody could turn it into something really amazing. It's right across the street from the Central Park. And there's just a dike that you have to walk over, and then you're right there next to the park. So it really is a kind of a great location for somebody to either consider a business opportunity or maybe consider doing apartments, or maybe it would be a great residential dwelling. Maybe you want to use it for your own residence. You can go ahead and convert it.
I just couldn't imagine having a gymnasium in my house. How cool would that be?
Yeah, I think it'd be amazing. I think it'd be awesome. I mean, if you put a workout room and a track or anything you want in the gym area, it still has the maple floors in there.
Oh, wow.
And they're largely intact. There's some, you know, there's some damaged, you know, areas of it, but... I definitely feel like it would be a great investment for somebody who's willing to put in some sweat equity if there's any materials or anything that are there that they can pull out. You know, that in salvage, that could also be an opportunity for somebody as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, that's just the thing is when you're looking at Thanksgiving this weekend, you know, you're probably going to be looking at real estate. Maybe you're sitting around finally taking some time to look. It's not bad to reach out to a real estate agent early in the home buying process to be able to actually get some advice and direction on where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Many clients I start working with sometimes a year and a half in advance of their home purchase.
Sure, sure.
Just because they need the guidance and they need somebody who they can trust and rely on to tell them the right information. And with things changing so much in this market, you're going to need a real estate agent who's full-time, who understands the intricacies of the market and is going to help you through it. Because things can change on a dime in this market, and it's good to know what you're dealing with when you're going into negotiations and what you can do best to get the home that you want.
You know, with Thanksgiving coming up, I'm one of those guys. I turn the phone off. I would imagine you and all the other realty experts at Berkshire Hathaway, I bet you the phones don't get turned off on Thanksgiving Day, do they?
No, we keep our phones on all the time because you never know when somebody's going to have some type of something going on. I mean, I want my clients to text me when they have questions or have things going on. I mean, I don't care what time it is. And that's what I think is really important to convey is that you're not bothering me if you ask me a question 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
You're not bothering me if you call me late at night because something's happening or you have, you know, questions or you have concerns or whatever. That's not a bother. And that's the same with on holidays. I mean, it's definitely fine to give people their space, but for me, I'm always a text and phone call away. That's the nice thing about the job that I do and the type of real estate agent I want to be is that I want to be there to answer the phone for people, even on a holiday, because that's the thing is I want to treat my clients like my friends and family, honestly. Oh,
okay, now what if you're right in the middle of that sweet potato casserole with the marshmallows on the top and your phone rings?
Well, right when my mouth is stuffed with food this Thanksgiving, I might let it go to voicemail. Yeah. But I'll call you back just as soon as I finish eating. Yeah.
Any other billings or properties that you're really excited about right now?
Yeah, I've got a great building across the street here at 1913 South Washington Street. It has some great spaces available in there. There's three separate listings if you go on to if you go online and look them up. So it's 1913 South Washington. There's several office spaces for rent. They also have some unfinished space. So anyone who's looking to maybe finish a small retail space or something, they can have that there. And then there's a great basement area that's the lower level that is advertised for $1,600 a month.
Oh.
And it would be great for, I think, like a small workout studio. It has two bathrooms with showers.
Oh, sure.
A separate kind of like private office room. And then it also has a kitchen area. So if anyone were looking to do kind of like a nutritional type of, you know, thing there, it also has a separate entrance. So if you want to come early or come late, you're able to do that as well. So there's just some really great opportunities for commercial space out there right now that if you're thinking about changing opportunities, growing your business, changing your business, definitely start looking around at those available units because you may find something that's going to work for your business a lot better. If you're thinking about starting a business, you know, maybe you've only started thinking about a business because you saw the right space somewhere advertised. You know, come and talk to me. I can usually help point you in the direction of people who can help you, lenders, people who can actually get you business approval, things like that. You know, I can help point you in those directions to get you into that space and get it set up for you.
You know, you did exactly that for us when we first were in the process of creating this GFBS studio. You know, both Paul and I thought, wow, this, you know, can we afford this? And after working with you, we found the perfect studio and we were amazed. It didn't cost like we were thinking of. So if you're ready to start your own business, like you say, you know what? You're not going to find this out unless they get a hold of you right. Because we were pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. And there are good deals out there. I mean, it really is about finding what works best for your business. Mike Marcotte, who's one of the brokers who's the broker at Berkshire Hathaway, we recently helped a guy get into a space over at the US Bank building, and he absolutely loves it because he does some, you know, video production, like in-house video production, and he loves it because it's a quiet space where he can actually do his business, and it's about finding the right space for the right person. You know, he ended up getting a much bigger office than he ever thought he would get for the price that he could afford. So it actually worked out really well for him, and that's the thing is you don't really realize what you can afford and what you can get in until you start asking around and getting in contact with somebody mm-hmm. who can do it for you. And that's the nice thing about me being a tenant representing agent is that I do that basically for free, because the people who are offering those spaces for lease are the ones paying the commission.
Sure.
So that's the nice thing, is that most of the time I can help tenants out like you guys completely free. You guys won't owe me anything. I would collect my commission from, you know, the seller or the, right. or the landlord basically.
Okay.
And so that's really the nice thing too, is that if you're looking for that professional representation, either that or with home buying, building buying, that usually comes at no cost to buyers if the seller is willing to pay a commission. And so that's the nice thing, is you don't need to necessarily pay for my expertise. You get it for free, and then when we close and get a deal together, that's when I get paid, and that's just how it works. And I'm okay with that. I like that, because I like having satisfied customers. I like getting the deal done and making sure the customers are happy and making sure that they have the best interest in mind. And that's why it does take sometimes 2 years to get somebody right. acclimated to buying a house. Sometimes you show them for one summer, you show them for two summers, because they're just working on getting their stuff together. Mm-hmm. But you want to be the agent who gives them the information and doesn't push them.
Well, you got to remember, a lot of these, this could be a lifelong investment.
Right. It's a huge investment.
Yeah. I mean, you plan on spending the rest of your life in this house. It could take a while.
Right. Even if you spend, you know, plan on fixing it and selling it in 5 years, you should have an agent that's going to let you know, what are the improvements that might be best to make, or having somebody who can help you with those type of decisions and at least give you the information. I'm not going to tell you one way or another to do one thing or the other, but I will certainly give you all my points of view on the information for it. And that helps my clients make better decisions. I just recently had a client who flipped a home and you know, is ended up making, you know, quite a bit of money, because I can give them the expertise in saying, 6 months from now, I don't know what the market will be.
Right.
But I know that if you make X, Y, and Z improvements based on your square footage and the data that I have, this is what I think it should come out to. And I can provide that expertise, which is really nice for people when they are trying to go do investments, they are trying to go do you know, different life adventure things that maybe don't involve them working so hard and investing some of their money in real estate instead.
You know, I know that you have dealt with real estate in Warren, St. Hilaire, Crookston, all over this area. Now, if somebody was to call you right now as you're getting ready to leave the studio and say, hey, could you meet me in Crookston? I really want to look at this. It's not hard for you to just get in the car and go, is it? I mean, this is just the kind of the way you roll.
I serve 12 counties in our area.
Oh, wow.
So I will go all the way out. I pretty much go all the way out to Devil's Lake, Thief River Falls. I go all the way up to Pembina and then to Hillsborough pretty much. So that's pretty much my whole area of service. And, you know, I think that really helps me represent my clients better, because I'm able to really give them a full picture of what's going on in the entire market. And a lot of clients think about it this way. If I move 20 minutes out of town or 30 minutes out of town, and I'm saving X, Y, and Z on property taxes, I'm saving this much on the home because mm-hmm. it's just cheaper there, I'm the one who's supposed to say, yeah, and this is your trade cost-benefit analysis. Or I'm sure. the one who's saying, yep, that's great, but here's what you get living in town. And, you know, and having that perspective really helps. And same with the commercial perspective, is the fact that I have sold and done commercial transactions in smaller towns and smaller areas. I think that does help me be a better agent, because I can really understand the value of what things are selling for, because I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and agents who haven't been there, haven't done it, it's a different experience. And so, you're not to knock any of those agents that they don't have, you know, good, you know, negotiating skills, but I know mm-hmm. that me personally and people at Berkshire Hathaway, we really value, you know, customer representation, taking care of our clients. I mean, it's in our name, Family
right.
Realty.
Yeah.
It's in our name. You know, we believe in treating our clients like family, because we believe that that's important business wise to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's important morally too. I think it's really important to treat your customers and people who are patronizing your business with respect and with every ability you can to make sure that they have a good experience, because that's what you're there for at the end of the day. You're there to make sure that their transactions go smoothly and that their experience is good. And some realtors, I think, lose that with all the pizzazz and all the fanciness and the commissions and all this. But what it really comes down to is what's in the best interest of your client.
There's realtors and there's realty experts. And Berkshire Ben Olson, you are a realty expert.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, you have a good weekend.
Thank you.
And I know we won't see you next week, so you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yep, and we'll see you probably in December.
Okay.
Before the holidays.
Go tear it up at the Barn Dance.
Yes, and this Sunday, we will be at the Holly Dazzle Parade.
Okay.
So go ahead and get your warm clothes on, come out and see the Berkshire. We'll be driving the Berkshire van all decked out.
Okay.
And there'll be a bunch of us there. So I think we'll be handing out candy, too, and some other special goodies. So.
All right. How does somebody get a hold of Realty Expert Berkshire Ben Olson?
It's really easy. Just my phone number, 701-318-2676.
All right. And again, Ben, have yourself a great weekend and a great Thanksgiving. And I tell you what, if you buy or sell a property through Berkshire Ben Olson, say you're coming from Oregon and you're not sure about the snow and you want to get rid of that snow, get a hold of Executive Properties. Maybe they need to do a little bit of work on the house you're going to buy or sell. They'll do it. You need the snow removal done? They'll do it. Get a hold of them. You can check out the reviews on Facebook and Google, 701-330-1273, or go to executiveproperties.org. Well, from everybody at Berkshire Hathaway, and a special shout out going out to producer Katie and producer Paul. There you go, your bi-weekly podcast with your realty expert, Berkshire Ben Olson. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.